Big thinkers, you.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Mike. Mike. Mike! We're doing a show.
Oh, what a...
The dart, man.
You got a dart? You're crazy, man. You're crazy. You're crazy. Pull one out. Hey. I like you. Melatonin.
Oh, the out cue on the scene, Mike, is I feel tired.
I feel tired.
There you go. And scene.
Melatonin.
Melatonin.
Melatonin. Are you on the melatonin right now?
Mrs. O'Mara gave me a melatonin last night.
Yeah.
I slept well, I think. Maybe. Not. I don't know.
Did the melatonin fight with the Diet Coke and fried rice?
I've poisoned my body over the last 24 hours, and I don't feel right, quite right. But I think I had the hours up. The hours, I did not get out of bed from... definitely like 9:30 through 5:30 this morning. So that, even, for me, that's really, really good. So,
not even to visit the toity?
No.
Wow, you slept
the
right
melatonin slams my ass. And but then
when I
went out,
8 hours.
Yeah, that's good. And that's good, right?
Yeah, not sad, right?
That's not sad.
I went out early and, you know, took my little doggies out. And then at about 6 a.m.-ish, we taped the show at 8 a.m. Eastern time. And about 6 a.m.-ish, sat down to, you know, make the magic happen, as I like
sure.
to say.
Sure.
And suddenly I was on repeat with some sort of Steve Martin video. I don't know why. And look, I don't have any rhyme or reason the way I do this. Sometimes mm-hmm. it's you know, video creations that come across my feed. Sometimes it's a prepared piece of something that I want to hone and refine. Sometimes it's listing things I want to talk about. Sometimes it's writing the news earlier than later. But
I don't know what the half-life of melatonin is. It doesn't work very well for me, so I don't use it. Mm-hmm. But when you went out with the dogs this morning, were you disoriented?
It was much earlier than I normally take them out. So it was dark when I was walking the house.
That'll mess with your head. Yeah. Did you find yourself staring at anything like for an inordinate amount of time?
I'll tell you what I did stare at.
What?
I've been experimenting with their dry food, like by putting a little stock or broth on top of
sure.
it.
Sure. Uh-huh.
And today, Winslow dove into his dish and Stubby put his nose up, and I gave Stubby a look that said, if you don't eat what I prepared for you, you're going to die. And he went right back over, and he must have seen the look in my eyes.
Yeah.
So they finished crack of dawn this morning.
Unfocused, bleary eyes.
They finished their food, and then it was out in the dark under the streetlight. And they both pooped. It was beautiful. So I was back in. In the meantime, I woke my son up. Mrs. Mm-hmm. O'Mara has an early day. She was in the shower. And I sat down, and I know that there was a video that came across my feed where it played in a continuous loop. I think it has something to do with, I don't know if any of you in our listening audience have those AirPod Max headphones that
cover
the ear.
I believe you'll see them behind Josh right this very moment.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, they are.
Right back there. Those are the
orange ones.
Are those fake?
Those are fake.
Those are fake.
Well, they say they're real, but they're not.
They're not.
Okay.
We both have them, so yeah. We know.
Like Tinkerbell, Josh, they're real if you believe they're real.
they pop up on the phone and they say they're real AirPod Maxes. And then there's a little warning underneath saying they might not be.
but anyway, so you're wearing your Bob Hope headphones.
I'm wearing the originals, the ones that are really.
Yeah.
They have this technology that it's called noise cancellation.
Yes.
And the noise cancellation is so all-encompassing. You can listen very comfortably on an airplane and not have the...
I was shocked at how much noise it did remove the last time I was on an airplane. I thought, wow, they're pretty great.
Amazing technology.
Right.
And it puts me to sleep.
Oh,
so
because
I nodded out with a continuous, like, Steve Martin loop or something on there.
Was Steve Martin on, I think, TikTok or the Gram, there's a setting where the short tape will just play over and over and
that's
over.
What I, that's what I was. And it was a young, it was a pre-gray hair Steve Martin.
Oh, like an arrow through the head Steve Martin?
Maybe even before that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's old stuff, boy. Old, right? How do you feel?
But listen, before we get started, lots going on our program today, I think that it's, for you, one of the greatest versions of the national anthem ever recorded.
Oh, and I love this.
Let's pause for that.
Tonight is Pamela Bell, winner of local grocery store Schnucks Anthem Idol Contest. I hear the girl can sing. Well, let's go to the field.
Ladies and gentlemen. Here tonight to honor our country by singing the national anthem, please welcome Pamela Bell.
The what? Super
high. Oh, nice.
That's right. Let's blame it.
That's enough. Thank you. Thank you very much. We appreciate that.
That's
you know what, that, really, of all the plenty of spoofs on that song, plenty of really bad versions of it, you know.
Yeah. It's hard
and good
to
versions
sing.
Of it, you know, always always floating around there, but
you know, that Maya Rudolph from Saturday Night Live, who was doing that bit, she comes from musical lineage.
Did you know her, who is the
mother is Minnie Riperton.
Minnie Riperton, Loving You, which makes it all the more funny.
It's easy because you're beautiful.
Maya Rudolph does that because, you know, Minnie Riperton was like, you know.
Loving You. Yeah, that's a whole gimmick song right there. That's
absolutely.
All that song is.
Yeah, but, you know, in the guise of things that I like to share early in the morning with our listening audience, this is what I describe as true love. And it comes in many, many different forms. And I think that really when you talk about two people who are in love, there are no rules, Rob. There are no, there are no fast, hard rules to
every
what
love
makes
affair,
people get together. You know?
Every love affair makes its own rules. And I think that's the greatest thing about falling and being in love.
And I rarely see examples online. I see a lot of funny stuff. I see a lot of controversial stuff. I see a lot of hate. But rarely do I see a better example of true love than this. Roll the tape, please.
That pretty much by volume, the Saturn V rocket that put the Apollo landers on the moon, over 90% of the total mass of the rocket booster was dedicated just to the ascent stage's fuel, to getting the thing into orbit, and very little of it was actually the mass of the command module and lunar module that they actually took to the moon. Because a significant amount of the weight is needed just for fuel to achieve the escape velocity to get it into orbit. And,
I didn't know that.
And as the vehicle loses mass and converts fuel into thrust, it goes faster and faster because the weight is going down, but the thrust propulsion force is maintaining at a very high rate.
You know,
true
bless
love,
her heart,
ladies and gentlemen. There it is.
She was obviously hungry, but when he said something important, she stopped chewing.
She paused and acknowledged him.
She did, and then back to the sandwich with the tomato on it.
Yes, Josh.
We all have topics like that that our wife zones out.
I believe that that is one of the greatest examples of true love you will ever see. And he's right. All of our wives do that. And we do that for our wives.
Yeah, absolutely.
We have many represent. Josh, have you ever heard this song?
Of course, yes.
Okay, it's used in Remember
Loving You, right?
Wayne Newton sings this in National Lampoon's Vegas Vacation. He sings it to Mrs. Griswold.
Loving you. I don't know how long we have to go to get to that note.
I never realized the Birds were so forward in the mix. I mean, they're right there.
Maya Rudolph's mom, right?
Exactly. And Mike Riperton with one P. So it's you might think it's Riperton, but it's Riperton.
That's what makes Maya Rudolph's performance so great. Now this, you know, she's singing. It's perfectly acceptable. But then the note is what people remember.
And it's gimmickry. This song's a hit because of gimmicks.
Here it comes. That's the gimmick.
That's love. That's talent. And
I found
that's great.
Song the first time I heard it very naughty. I felt it was very sexual.
How old were you?
I was 3.
I think that's why.
No, I just found, right? It was just kind of like
the tone.
Yeah, it's a sexy tone.
But definitely why sexy. The Birds? Is it
that
from a
I
movie
know.
Or something? Or
no.
was that
because
just in the
she
album
is singing
mix?
To her lover as they are outside.
No, I think they're in a pet store.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't they in Animal Kingdom or wherever it is that you buy your rats?
By the way, overdue. Coming today or tomorrow, Jake.
Yeah, it's going to come as soon as you get your Feastable, Jake.
It's very, very well. No, I take care of that snake. I take care of it. They don't need to be. Thank you, Sam Walker OBX, for the $20 super chat.
Oh, how about that?
Welcome. This is going to Josh. Welcome to the Walt Disney World Pass Holder family, Josh.
That's sweet, Josh.
We'll have to split a meter of pizza at Via Napoli soon. I think that's what he said.
Sounds like one of those Epcot restaurants.
I think it's an Epcot restaurant that serves crazily oversized slices of pizza. It's
funny.
You know,
when I've been online, Robin, I've done the drunk writing. The pass holder part does not seem like that was intentional.
No, it does. It says to me because he capitalized all the letters that spell out a-hole.
Oh, that's right. Okay, sorry, Sam. You're right.
Sam, you're working a little too fast. We're still on Minnie Riperton, and you're over there
now. It's the melatonin, Sam. That's what's doing it to me today. All right, I want to get
to
this.
You talk about taking care of the rat and all that and eating that. There's something you have to eat, isn't there? We teased it on the on a previous program. It's rotten tofu. What's it called? Stinky tofu? Fermented tofu, yes.
Opening that jar is going to ruin that room for the weekend.
Yeah, ruin your day.
Are you sure about this? Have you had experience with it?
No.
I'd like to do this later in the show. Please remind me, though.
Be a shame if we forgot about it.
I don't. First of all, I don't believe I'm going to be eating anything.
No.
I think this is going to be like smelling salts. This will be a sniff test.
Yeah.
But do you have a fork ready?
This goes back to the clip
wooden spoon.
This particular clip that I keep forever now.
Tofu gas. Yeah. Now, Mike, are you going to when you get the nose of the tofu, will you do like a chemist where you hold it in front of you and then wave the air towards you so it's a lighter take?
I don't think I'm going to have to, according to Josh, who says it's going to stink up the whole room.
I don't know why Josh thinks he's such an expert on it.
I have never had it.
Well, we all try to be experts on things we're not experts on. I mean,
that's not really. I mean, that's more my thing to pretend to know things. Josh is pretty smart.
I'm hoping we get to recreate that sound you play and have our own.
Oh,
hey, you know what?
I'm hoping you
sorry
start
to
gagging.
Go backwards, but York Rat said that song is about Maya, so it shouldn't be sexual. It's a loving song about a kid.
Well.
I'm
not sure I buy that.
Why wouldn't you buy that? What the hell's wrong
with you? I got to go look at some numbers. Maybe Maya wasn't born yet. It's a pretty old song.
Well,
you know?
she's not a spring chicken.
No. You're right, though. I guess it could be, but still, it doesn't excuse the Birds.
No. There's a line that says, making love with you is all I want to do.
So they're your crap. Yeah. What do you say to that?
Yeah.
What do you say to that? Come on.
That's why Minnie didn't have another hit.
You know, sometimes wouldn't it be nice to reach out into the chat group and call them out and say,
yes,
source your material and give us the expert advice. Speaking of expert advice, I've been meaning to discuss. I've been given a compliment by my wife in the last couple of years that I've become more handy around the house, and I have. Mm-hmm. I'm now a pretty good basic fix-it person. On a variety of things. I do a better job than I used to do way back when. And
what is leading up to this? What is the home improvement you're proudest of? And what is one that you're ashamed of?
The skill set, which is many dads do this. There's nothing beyond the pale that I do. There's nothing that's over the top handier than other dads. There are millions of dads that are more handy than I am.
Okay.
But I have I've become quite the reliable construction person. I've been very solid at door repair.
Yeah, I remember you repaired a door. Yeah,
Small painting jobs. I have been good, really good.
Most recently, the mailbox.
I have been good. I'm good at deep out exterior tidying and cleaning. I do that very handy. That's when not necessarily handy.
This is all these type of jobs you can hire on TaskRabbit.
Yeah,
like the 100%. Handyman odd jobs.
100%.
Now, as you look over the things that were successes, does it soften the memory of when you tried to install the thing on your toilet and you flooded the entire neighborhood?
Probably.
Yeah.
The reason for that disaster, and by the way, that was something that happened where I think Rob put together the sound effects for it, and it really was, it duplicated to the T, the sound that I experienced when I severed the incoming line. I had not turned off the water main.
I tend to look forward, but the sound effect I remember was the sound of a small hammer on a pipe followed by like a water main opening. And it was very, very effective. Yes.
Josh can relate to this. The water in Florida can be a bit difficult to deal with, and it can calcify quite easily on pipes.
Yes.
And so I was trying to dislodge this coupling, and I did so with a wrench and a hammer trying to do that. And when I did it, it severed a portion of the pipe, causing this is when I discovered that the main water supply to my house was not in the garage as it had been at my old domicile,
right,
but outside of the house on the right side. And panic ensued. There was water, inches
standing
of
water.
Water.
I remember inches of standing water, yeah.
Yes, there was a trauma that I went through. But now, it's funny you mentioned water.
Good.
I have a company that manufactures products for the Florida pool, exterior pool.
Okay.
I don't know whether California.
Are they a
known
company or?
Yeah,
would I
don't mind
it?
Giving them a.
Like the
I'm not giving them a plug.
Right, right.
I'm giving them crap. Hayward.
Right. Hayward.
Hayward.
Okay, yes.
I've never
Hayward,
heard of this Hayward.
You, well, that's multiple pool companies. You have Hayward, and there's like two other brands, and that's Panera and Jandy.
Panera pools.
Panera,
and
Texas Roadhouse.
Chopped. We have a new place. I'm going to my pool called Chopped. Hey, how you feeling?
Melatonin.
How's your pool?
I'm tired.
So Hayward is like the computer that manages everything.
Here's what here's the intel I got on Hayward. Hayward offers the greatest discount to pool companies that install pools. Therefore, that's why they
the best
that's
margins.
Their angle. That's their
Once
angle.
Once you get Hayward, you are told by various repair companies they do not like working on Hayward.
Okay, that's understandable. They've got an angle and they exercise it.
Recently, I had to replace the exterior controller for my Hayward pool, and I switched to that other one, Josh, the Jandy. However,
what does the exterior control in a pool?
It's
got a bunch of wires that turn and open valves. So it's the pumps
and lights and lights. Heater.
If you have any type of fountains in your pool, it controls.
How many
all
fountains
that.
Do you have now, Mike? I know you got rid of some of the fountains.
The ones that spelled me.
And they
not
spell Mike.
Me. Shot up from the middle of the pool, me, lit, backlit very nicely.
And that, I remember when you got those because you would come out with sparklers.
Yeah.
waving them around.
And then one that came out of Rue McClanahan's statue of her nipples.
That's a Hayward exclusive.
Little stream of water. I'm waiting. I haven't paid the guy yet. For doing that, but I plan to. It's just a question of whether or not I want to pay the upcharge for putting it on a card. You know how they do that?
Oh, yeah.
They'll
give you a discount if you pay cash.
Yeah, but I, you know.
But who has it?
It's a difficult time.
It is.
But here it is. The other thing that's been on the fritz for quite some time is a pool light in the back right corner of the pool.
Oh, this has bothered you forever.
Yeah, pretty much well over a year.
Yeah.
And the only audio way that I can describe this pool, when you turn the light on, and we're not out there that much at night.
Right.
But when it's on, it's so noticeable. The audio explanation of what the pool light does would be,
that's just enough comforting to make you think you're going to get electrocuted.
So these are not cheap. And I determined early on that, you know, I'm going to wait because they are really, really expensive.
Let me actually, if I can remember correctly, you were very close to having a gentleman out to repair it, and when you found the total, you said, you're
"Well, that
just
was a totally different pool light, and you want to put a totally different controller." And I'm like, "No, I have a perfectly good one at another section of the pool, and I want to put one in from." Well, this is where you get the Hayward thing. Oh, we don't work on those. God, the world of no, the world of no.
Oh,
which
people
is what?
Love saying no. They do.
Now, in the meantime, I have researched the repair. Here's the good news. The good news is this repair can be done without draining the pool. You can go through because of the way it's sealed, and you can replace.
It's in a pocket.
It's in a pocket, yes. Now, see, he's getting excited here because he knows stuff like this.
And you know why?
Because he works on things like this.
In the back of his mind, he's thinking how he could have driven over and fixed it in like 2 minutes.
Well, driven over is a six-hour drive for him.
He would do it for you, though.
No, I'm thinking about Mike telling me last night that I'm not paying attention or whatever he said.
Do you find him with me as Mr. Melatonin? Don't you find him more bright-eyed and bushy-tailed today? He's much more engaged.
I would say he's probably, if we were to rank the engagement on the show today, he's at number one.
That's funny.
Mike, you're a close second, and me just watching.
Here it is. That's what I'm tired. I say, here it is. Here
it is. Listen.
Let me offer this. So Josh can't come over like that. I probably would have had him out here 15 times if he could do that.
But, you know, if you asked him, he would. That's the
sweet
thing.
Well, Josh is really good at, and by the way, the only person I've ever worked with in any kind of engineering capacity that's pretty good at it, Josh will tell you if he doesn't know. And then when he does know, he will be able to walk you through it.
Oh, yeah,
and if
out.
He's faking it, he can do it too sometimes. So that's a good thing.
He learned that for years of working with circus folk.
You know, I used to train my technicians, if you can't figure out the job, just nod your head and say, let me go get a part from the truck and go watch a YouTube video. And hide from the customer in the truck,
Bingo.
Watch a YouTube video, figure it out, and then go back in.
That's the modern version of what we did when we delivered furniture. If we would nick a piece of furniture, like, you know, a piece of wood, we would get like a scratch on it coming into the house. You bump into something and
that's
somehow
not related to this discussion.
How is it the same?
It is related because we'd
How's
see it.
How's it related? When you delivered furniture, there was no YouTube.
No, but it is related because we use something more old school. We'd say, man, it's really tough out there today. Could you get us a glass of water? And when they left, we would pull out the magic marker and cover up the thing while they were gone.
That's
so it's similar. Yeah.
Pull out the magic marker.
Well, we don't. I mean, Mike, it wasn't really a magic marker. It was a Guardsman Furniture touch-up pencil, is what it was. Yes.
Okay. Very
Guardsman.
Very,
asked for it by name. Yes.
So speaking of YouTube, that's what I did. And so two things have happened. Early on, when this was going on, I looked online and saw how this is done. And you get a. The only thing is, it requires some sort of tool to unscrew the light from the little, what's it called, Josh? It's a little pocket.
The pocket.
It's a little pocket that it's in.
Hey, were you able to use any of your star-shaped screwdrivers
for
this job?
Yeah, the Torx screws?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. I'm not sure. I plan on diving back in, but if I'm successfully able to shut the power off, I am reasonably sure the wiring is already there, right, Josh?
Yeah, so, and the wiring's already in a little sealed container, so it's hard to really like.
So I can actually just pull this thing out, unscrew or dislodge the light, put it back in, and then just put it back in the pocket, and then no fuss, no muss. I have already acquired at a hefty, almost 50% discount, the pool light in question.
If you already replaced the controller, and that was probably like 15 wires.
I'm not sure. I wasn't out there when
Sal
was doing it.
Okay. Yeah, I believe most pool lights, you just unscrew it, pull it out, unplug a wire, and then you're done.
So the wire is
the wire in the new one and screw it in.
The wire is in like some sort of housing, so it's sort of a click thing. You don't have to twist or you don't have to solder. Yeah.
I plan to do a deep YouTube dive.
Great.
I plan to wait till the weather is a little warmer, so that the temperature of the pool can be, enhanced. I don't heat it. It's expensive to heat it. So, unless there's company coming over. My 12-year-old does the cold plunge. He doesn't care. What?
I thought you heated it like in the old days where you would get a red-hot poker going in your fireplace and then put it in the water to heat way.
But I think if I accomplish this, it will be the handiest thing I've ever done. And
Do you have a snorkel? So you can really get eyes on that screw as you're trying to line it up?
I think that my kid might, but no, the answer is no, I do not. And I probably should, because I think the head under the water will be necessary to do this the proper way. And the only other thing will be to make sure that the power is cut completely to the pool. But by the way, if the lights weren't turned on,
yeah,
that would cut the power too, wouldn't it, Josh, to a degree?
Yes.
Sure. Right? But that's sort of a roll of the dice. But yeah, in theory, that works.
Reese writes, I have faith in you, Mike, just in case. Thank you for the years of laughter.
See, what I picture is when you finally get ready for the replacement is you making Michael go under the water. And he comes up and he says, Dad, it's cold. And you say, two more screws, son. Go down. Get them.
There are videos that they talk about running the wire. I don't think I have to do any of that, right, Josh? I don't have to run.
The wire should already be there.
It's got power. It's just going, well, I'll do my impression of what the light's doing now.
So, Josh, when the light acts like that, that is probably not a wiring issue, because if it's getting any power at all, it would be steady, right? It's a faulty light. It's got to be.
It's a light. It's already a light. That's, by the way, that was confirmed by the repairman that put thing, who I haven't paid yet. And then
I bet it's an LED light.
It's an LED light.
Because, you know, the old school lights would just die. These LED lights, like, you'll have a control board that goes bad where the light
itself
works.
He said it looked cloudy, like there might be water inside of the light itself.
I bet he says that 15 times a day to anyone with a checkbook.
Well, I like the guy, but they sent me an estimate for that repair, which was indicative of the fact that they worked the light price into it.
Yeah.
And it's way, way too expensive.
Did you send them back an estimate of how likely you were to take their offer?
If I do it successfully.
Yeah.
I will essentially, from the estimate of the repair, I will save myself $500.
That's fantastic.
It is fantastic, and it will be the greatest triumph I've ever had in my world of handymanness, and that's why I'm going to try to do it. Yes, John?
That's for the scuba gear rental.
That's for the light. That's for the cost of the light.
I know, it's all overpriced.
Yeah.
How about
and you
that?
Don't need, and you don't need a snorkel, Mike. I've seen enough movies that if you get a stick of bamboo, you can go under the pool.
No, you're talking about breathing. He's talking about visual. See, you need to
see it
clearly.
Yeah. Oh, so a mask, but not a snorkel. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I was talking breathing. I assumed you had a pair of goggles.
I don't have goggles. They get.
Don't you wear prescription goggles on the course?
Shut up. The pool goggles don't last in a pool environment. You know, they get crappy pretty quick.
Hmm.
Maybe Timu.
Yeah,
you can get a
might
10
be a way
pack.
To go.
You know what? I'm going to attack it. We'll see what happens. I'm very, all very right. excited about it. Look, if I do this successfully, this will be the big one. And I plan on doing it before 26 is over.
What would be great, Mike, is I have every confidence that you're going to pull this off wonderfully. And then you can go door to door and say, hey, neighbor, how's your pool light? Because I can fix them.
Shut up. Let me ask you this, Josh. Have you done pool automation of any kind with all your smart home technology?
Yeah. What I do is I would then tie into the Jandy or the Hayward system and then make it so all those controls are then on people's phones and touchscreens.
Well, that's what I have. Voice control. I have that.
Right.
You've when got you the, do you, that, Josh.
But see,
is
you've got the controller, the complicated Jandy controller in the house, where we would then set all that up so it ties into the home automation system. So when I turn off all my lights at night, it shuts the pool down as well.
Is that your pool app, Mike? Omera Pool. I like it. Very nice. So you can run it with your phone. Now, when Josh,
my systems,
you,
and that includes my colon.
Yes. Josh, when you're working on, are these more pools or are they like big baptismal fonts that you work on?
I haven't done any baptismal fonts.
Someday. Be fun. Back to Omera Pool.
Anyway, it should be down here. Where are the lights? Where the hell are the lights? Come
maybe on. The problem is the app, Mike.
The apps for all of them suck.
Yeah.
They're all bad. That's why we end up integrating it with the fancy control system.
And there's you got it? Oh, pool lights. Light. I see it. Red light.
See? But they do. Don't they look like apps that were designed 30 years ago?
Exactly.
They are.
Yeah.
Pool
yeah.
light.
They're horrible.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, can I ask you this?
And I bet you have a lot of buttons in there that do nothing.
Yes. Auxiliary for the aforementioned Rue McClanahan statue with the water coming out of the nipple.
That's right.
And, of course, the sharks with freaking laser beams on their head.
No. I mean, I think they're people that have elaborate stuff. And, by the way, when I built this house 5-6 years ago, not built it, but when I built the exterior area that I modified, that is a very sellable feature for when Carla and I make the ultimate move into a double wide trailer.
Cool. Yeah, I mean, it's
so
a
we
good
can live out
up.
Our days without being burdened with toil.
And when you sign the paper over, Mike, you can say, "I'm going to miss this home, and if you need help with the lights in the pool, call.
Thank you.
Call me."
Okay. I'll let you know. I'll let you know what happens. I'm excited about it. We've got a huge news, and it's not as down and depressing as some of the news has been lately. So I look forward to that. I want to remind each and every one of you, thank you again for the super chats. We take them at all times of the night and day. And I got a little thank you to give you when we come back right after this, everybody.
It's easier to start this year strong and more delicious with Omaha Steaks. Stay satisfied, get energy, and fuel your routine with premium prepackaged protein delivered to your door. From a handcrafted USDA-certified tender steak to gourmet burgers, versatile chicken and pork, and more, they have an unmatched variety of high-quality proteins that everyone loves. Right now, you can taste the difference and get an extra $35 off at omahasteaks.com with the promo code, it's different, remember that, Mike, at checkout. I don't need to tell you how great Omaha Steaks are, but I will. They are my favorite because they do beef right. Unrivaled quality and variety with every bite. Packed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Every steak is perfectly aged to maximize tenderness and hand-cut by master butchers in America's heartland. Omaha Steaks has been America's original family-owned butcher since 1917 and still cutting edge. Get it? Let Omaha Steaks deliver high-quality proteins right to your door. Visit omahasteaks.com and get an extra $35 off with promo code Mike at checkout. Remember, new code, so pay attention. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code Mike. Terms apply. See site for details.
And we're back.
Yes. Pull one out.
I was going to do that bit. Who's playing the news sounder?
I played the news sounder.
Come on. Get with the program.
Rob,
speedy. For the speedy, past,
Rob,
speedy,
he's
going to
do the dart bit as we come back from every commercial today.
Okay. All right. Sorry.
No. I was going to do the dart bit, but I was waiting for the news sounder that takes 14 seconds to play after every spot. So
well,
I just want
it
to make
doesn't
sure
really
we do it
take
right.
14. What happened is you said you were going to say something before the news, so I was going to give you an opportunity to
no,
say
don't,
it.
No, don't. That's. I'll do that if I have to. It's always the thing with that. I wanted to say thank you to, what's his name? John Lekic. I believe that's the correct pronunciation of his name. Very nice note that he sent to the P.O. Box, and a very nice gift that he sent to the P.O. Box. John Lekic, thank you very, very, very much. You're a very good listener, and we don't get many letters in the mail from the P.O. box. So it was nice, and sometimes I'm way behind on saying thank you to people that send stuff. And, you know, my rule of thumb is as long as it's not wet, ew, I open it, you know. Yeah. That's the way
Speaking
that
of opening
goes.
Things, do you still have your fermented tofu? We don't want to forget this.
And that probably got some extra fermentation in the P.O. box.
Yeah. Because we keep the P.O. box at 98.6 body temperature. That's how we keep our P.O. box.
I promise that before the show is over.
Yes.
I really don't like the fact that it doesn't have a lot of information on it.
Does it have like a universal product code on it? Is it like you could buy it at a grocery store and they could scan it? Or is it more boutique-y?
Yeah, because it's got that.
Oh, it does have the UPC. Code. Okay, good. That means that it's probably like, you know, valid.
Does it have a brand on it?
Yeah.
Hayward.
Wait. It's called Big Green.
Big Green.
let's begin, shall we?
Okay, yes.
Generation Xers may remember going out to breakfast with parents or grandparents and seeing them refuse to order coffee because it used to be a lot cheaper. Well, the price of coffee has surged again over the past year, along with what seems like everything else. Really, really does.
Yeah.
People online are listing the everyday things that they refuse to buy because they used to be cheap, and now the price is outlandish. Here are a few. This one we became aware of very early on,
okay. And
that is steak. I think that's, everybody knows. Beef.
When you started to read this story, that's the thing that popped in my head. I haven't had a steak in months, and we used to buy it, you know, on a fairly regular basis. But you can't pay $15.99 for a strip steak anymore. It's
we have
much.
Talked about the next one on the show regularly, and with Rob mostly. That's concert tickets. They've been soaring for a while now, and they are pricing out the average person from
going to
a show.
Who is fair is Lori Berkner. A children's performer who's touring currently.
What was the retail for her ticket price?
Hers were $46. Wayne Newton, nosebleeds, back of the theater, $96.
Wait, hers was $46?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did it include a kid?
No, it did not include a kid.
Like, I wouldn't pay $46 for a ticket for my four-year-old.
Well, you know what she does is she sells lap tickets. Where if you want to hold the kid on your lap, you can get him in for $20.
That's very nice. See, I think that's very reasonable.
A way to double your money.
I think
But I can't see her having a big stage crew like these other people.
No, I don't think so. But I mean, how many times have we said it? They'll get what they can get. They'll charge what you will pay. And I paid, you know. So.
Well, that's the news came out last week of Taylor Swift, again, giving huge bonuses to her truckers of like $2 million or something out in tips. And it's, well, that tells me you charge too much.
Yeah, well,
that's
I agree.
That's true if you have
and
that,
I think,
yeah.
But I mean, you could find multiple artists that do this. Another thing that's gone up, beer, wine, or liquor at a restaurant.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. You know, my mom, God bless her, and my dad used to always do their little routine. I come from a rather heavy drinking family, and they would go out and have their first drink at home before dinner, and then they'd have one at the restaurant.
Yeah, a little pre-gaming.
And then they get in a terrible fist fight.
No. Mary was a great pre-gamer, wasn't she?
Pre-gamer. It was really pre-gaming.
Yeah, it was.
It's generational. The drink shouldn't cost as much as the meal. I agree with that. What, $14, $15, $16
for
Kathy, drinks?
You know, we've occasionally gone out to dinner when we've been down here, when we had the freedom to do so. glass of wine, $18, $19. Mm-hmm. A glass of wine. Yeah.
Silly. Even mocktails are often just as pricey. Fast food, we talked about that one too.
Crippling.
I think we were doing this several months ago. We were talking about
this. We really
this.
Were.
Chipotle was specifically mentioned several times. Haven't been in a while. Don't know what the price point is.
I think two
Chipotle.
Burritos or a burrito and a bowl set me over $40 back the last time I was there.
That's
it's mostly rice. And it's, a burrito and a bowl. So two meals, sort of.
Two meals. Okay.
But, that was without guac. That, keep in mind, folks, you're paying that money mostly for rice. Rice is not expensive.
But you were very full after eating both.
I was very much.
New vehicles on the list, even used cars, twice as expensive as they were, say, 8 years ago. Mm. And the youngest child, if you've got a kid turning 16, and the oldest is 24, and they're looking to get cars, it's literally that much more than it was just almost a decade ago. Crazy.
You can't even buy like a beater anymore, just to get around.
I don't go to the movies, really, to that.
And I don't pay any attention to rumors.
They're all junk. Movie tickets along with concessions, they're there also. Ridiculous.
Yes.
Insurance, although in some cases you don't have a choice, but insurance is up there for everybody. That's always. Mm-hmm. And magazines. $14.
Who is taking magazines anymore?
Well, that's why they're so expensive. They can sell 100 of them.
They used to be $5 not that long ago. Yeah. Now they're $14.
I thought you'd do most of your magazine reading at the doctor's office.
I don't do a lot of magazine reading anymore. I really don't.
Oh, okay.
I don't do it. I don't get them. You know?
What really should be on that list is the number of websites that now want me to pay $5 to read their website.
Exactly.
When I'm doing this news, source it from many different areas, and quite often because they are search engines that I'm looking for these news stories, and they will, you will open one up and you can't get the story because they want you to subscribe, and I'm not going to do that. So that's it.
Do you know
my
hack for that?
What's that?
You copy the headline and Google the actual headline, and you'll usually find another source.
Yeah, I think that's a solid way of getting the information that you need.
Thank you.
Do you still take Reader's Digest?
I love it.
I know, the large print.
What's the main feature that I like so bad?
Oh, you love humor in uniform.
Humor in uniform, thank you.
And
very
also,
much.
I love it pays to enrich your word power.
USA Today just did a big story on the term ghost lighting. You familiar with that term? Do they teach you that here?
They
say it's the newest toxic dating trend, but it's not actually new. People have been using it online since 2017. It also went viral in 2023, but you'd never heard of it, and you're not alone. It's a mashup of ghosting and gaslighting. It's when you ghost someone and stop responding, get called out for it, then act like it didn't happen or like the person's crazy. So really,
that
crueler
is really,
than ghosting, right?
Really dark. It really, really is.
So you might claim you were just really busy with work, or maybe you ghost them, randomly slide back into their DMs later, and act like it was no big deal. It's mostly a dating thing, but friends and family can do it too. USA Today talked to a dating expert who said, if someone ghostlights you, don't let it slide or try to smooth it over. Quote, if someone resurfaces after disappearing, name it calmly. When you stopped responding, I took that as a lack of interest and a lack of communication. I love stuff
like
that.
That's a great way to reply.
You are matter of factly telling them what they did and not allow. You don't put emotion into it. And then you're able to call them out on it. Then you pause after that. So I'm going to quote this again.
Okay, please.
You write that. You said, this is the quote. When you stopped responding, I took that as a lack of interest and a lack of communication. And then you pause to see how they handle it.
See? That's great.
Giving them a taste of their own medicine.
Leaves it in their lap,
If they downplay it or act like you're nuts, they're not worth your time.
Yeah.
I like that. That was informative.
I'm curious, have either of you seen the old movie Gaslight, the original movie that the phrase comes from?
Well, how long ago was it? Is it one of your
movies
from
the
20s?
Yeah, like 1940, probably, if I had to guess. But it's a fascinating film, but it's funny because
I saw it last week. Sorry.
Was that necessary?
No,
really?
That was harsh.
That was
That's
harsh.
That harsh thing I
that
was trying
was
to
harsh.
Avoid.
But what I'm saying is if you happen to see it on Turner, it's a beautiful black and white film, but Gaslighting was originally, he wanted to make her crazy for financial gain. not to, you know, like run the relationship, but it's evolved into an emotional thing. But the whole notion of it exists for a long time.
When I think of gaslighting, I think of David Heinlein at the old radio station.
That's
that
a different thing.
Lighting his farts.
I know. Didn't he get injured horribly one time?
I think so. Yeah, when it went inside.
Yeah, I believe it involved a trip to a professional.
The flames went inside.
He had two party tricks, David Heinlein. He could light his farts on fire and also apply chapstick with one hand. He would take the lid off with his fingers.
Yeah. Yeah, very cool to watch.
He was such a good guy.
Wonderful guy. Bill Gates has admitted to making a huge mistake by spending time with Jeffrey Epstein. Bill didn't say this publicly, but during a town hall with staffers for his Gates Foundation, he apologized for hanging with Epstein, but added that he, quote, did nothing illicit and saw nothing illicit. He added, quote, to be clear, I never spent any time with victims, the women around him. He also claimed that he never went to Epstein Island. Gates did admit to having affairs with two Russian women. One was a bridge player and the other one was a nuclear physicist. Gates made the apology at the town hall while still wearing his bathrobe.
No, he was not wearing a bathrobe.
That's fun.
I think bridge players are hot.
It falls into the category
of nerd of
when you know, as soon as the name comes up.
Yeah.
As soon as you're saying, I did nothing. If you hung with the guy, you're associated by associations.
Yeah. It's keep in mind, level. He said, yeah, sure. I had two affairs with two Russian women, but I mean, nothing illicit.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't ring pure.
I didn't know that these products existed in Hollywood, but Amanda Seyfried, wonderful actress, one of my favorites. She wore a prosthetic butthole in one of her recent movies.
That's my favorite band, Mike.
That it wasn't The Housemaid. I watched The Housemaid. Did you guys watch The Housemaid? Have you watched that?
I've not watched that.
Pretty good, actually, with Sydney Sweeney. Did you watch it? Did you like it, Josh?
Yes, I recommended it to you.
Yeah, pretty good. Yeah, you were the reco for that. It was really good. I liked it a lot.
And you've not seen Gaslight.
I haven't. No, the one from the 40s. I haven't.
No.
It was for this movie was the portrayal of an 18th century religious figure in The Testament of Anne Lee. Mark it down. She says, quote, this movie, it needed to be graphic. At the end of the movie, I'm standing in front of a burning building with just a merkin. I felt so free. You cannot see my butthole in the scene, but I swear there is a prosthetic butthole there.
That's nice.
Just in case.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like
it's
more practical.
Interesting that
I like
it's
more
hole.
Practical effects in Hollywood. Do they say how big the merkin is?
Let's see. Is it already out? I can't tell whether it's out or it's coming out like a year from now. It says it might have come out on Christmas Day.
Oh, that's good. Well, that's when my family saw it. We always try to find a good butthole movie for Christmas.
I've never heard of that before. I mean, the Merkin definitely see, and prosthetics definitely. In Knights of the Seven thing that I watched, the knight that he grows up with comes out in the morning naked, and he's got a giant thing. Yeah.
They use that a lot on what was not Lotus Island, the movie about
White Lotus.
Yeah, they use prosthetics in that all the time. Mm-hmm. And the guy that created it, he said, third season, I'm proud to admit that every first episode of the season has a penis in it.
Yay!
They love it.
Prosthetic buttholes, so.
Yeah. Who knows? The prosthetic is used to attach the merkin like a clip.
Here are the 2026 nominees for the 2026 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Here they are, the Black Crowes. Anyone?
No, I mean, one great album, but I don't think that they're Hall of Fame material.
Jeff Buckley?
Great guitarist. Is he getting in on his own merit or is like a musician, like a special one? I don't know. Okay.
Mariah Carey?
Regrettably, yeah. I don't like her music much, but she sold a lot of records.
Phil Collins?
Oh, absolutely Phil Collins. Is Genesis already in? So this would be his induction as a solo
artist? Can we just change the name to the Music Hall of Fame?
You're probably right,
Josh. Roll.
Yeah.
Melissa Etheridge?
No, I don't think so.
Lauryn Hill?
Yes, I do think so.
Billy Idol?
I would have thought so 10 years ago, but I think his moment
has
passed.
Well, that's the whole point, is that they were big, you know, 25 years ago.
I say no to Idol. No Idol.
To be eligible, an artist must have released their first commercial recording at least 25 years ago.
Okay, all right.
So how about Lori Berkner?
INXS.
You're
Iron,
a dick.
Iron Maiden.
Yes to INXS, 100%. And Iron Maiden, yeah, I think so.
Joy Division, New Order?
No. No.
New Edition?
No. That's an act.
These,
not
by the
a
way,
band.
These are nominees, right?
Yeah, they're not yeah, they in were, yet. They're not in yet, no.
Oasis. Makes me laugh every time I say that. The Gallagher yeah, they, brothers.
Just to get the brothers together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would like to give them a little wing in the Hall of Fame where they could just stand around and argue.
More nominees here. These are the last ones. Pink?
Not yet. I don't think yet.
Sade?
Not Sade. I never liked Sade.
Shakira?
No, I don't think enough hit music.
Luther Vandross?
Yes.
And Wu-Tang Clan?
They're in my personal Hall of Fame.
There they are.
Thank you.
And Josh's.
Yes. Oh, he loves the Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah. They play them yeah. at his services sometimes on
Sunday. There's some edits made, but yeah, it gets the crowd yeah. going. Yeah,
during the absolutely. Countdown.
A lot of fun yeah. during the countdown.
The countdown.
A while back, OnlyFans said the average creator made just $1,300 per year. That's not. That's really not going to buy much these days, but that included all kinds of random accounts, even inactive ones. So here's some fresh data. According to a survey from an adult industry research firm, the average creator earns about $58,700 a year from adult work, or about $5,000 a month. The most common range is $10,000 to $40,000 a year, but 19% are raking in more than $100,000. 35% of creators say they were entirely dependent on their adult work for their survival, while 34% say they also have other jobs. Newer creators earn around $16,000 annually on average, and that number shoots up to $74,000 for those who've been in the industry for 5 years or more.
So, last year, I only made, I think, 14 on my Foot website.
Mm-hmm.
$14,000 is what it generated.
Yeah, you were happy when you made the decision
$14.
To have that.
No, in the game. Well, most of the money comes from when they buy used socks.
You know, if you're in that $50,000 range, you know, which yeah. is kind of like a mid-level manager yeah. salary, that yeah. You know, it's dirty. I think it's just like really to you know get up there and show your vajayjay
your
to everybody.
Prosthetic butthole.
You're putting in that work to try to get to the 100,000 at 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And ultimately also, into the Hall of Fame.
And I think it dispels the, you know, rumors we've heard for years that people are making hundreds of thousands of dollars yeah. on OnlyFans. It's not, yeah. It's no. just the certain select few that are doing that.
You got to right? be good at it.
Real good. Go
real
on.
Good.
Finally, today, some idiot in North Carolina crashed his SUV on Tuesday while doing whippets, then kept doing whippets while waiting to be rescued. They didn't release his name, but he's 47 years old. The crash happened around 6 a.m. Tuesday morning in the town of Sebastopol. I think that's the correct wow. pronunciation. It's in wine mm-hmm. country. Whippets, another name for nitrous oxide or laughing gas. It's used in cans of whipped cream. Cops say he was driving his Land Rover through town at an unsafe speed when he lost control, hit a curb, plowed through a bank sign, hit several small trees, snapped them off at the root, and then went through a parking lot and slammed into a brick wall.
Bad
his
day.
Car was totaled, and he was trapped inside, so he just kept doing the whippets until the cops yanked him out. They took him to a hospital, then to jail. He's facing charges for driving under the influence. Cops say he's lucky he didn't kill anyone. The man said, it was a hell of a commute already. Are you kidding me? Oh, my God. There we go. We'll be right back. Nothing hits home like home cooking. And HelloFresh makes it unbelievably easy to enjoy feel-good, flavor-packed meals night after night after night. Now, as you know, I'm a bit of a kitchen wizard, but let's be honest, there isn't always time to go full gourmet. That's why I love HelloFresh. It brings everyone to the table with meals that are simple, satisfying, and perfect for busy weeknights. Choose from over 100 recipes every week featuring cuisines from around the world. Bigger portions to keep everyone happy. You'll find more than 35 high-protein options weekly, including new Mediterranean and GLP-1 friendly recipes. Enjoy meals with 3 times the seafood at no extra cost. Or elevate dinner with new grass-fed steak ribeyes that are guaranteed to impress. Because when dinner tastes this good, nothing hits like home cooking. I use HelloFresh. My whole family loves it. You should too. Go to HelloFresh.com/TMOS10FM to get 10 free meals plus a free Zwilling knife. That is a $144.99 value on your third box. Offer valid while supplies last. Free meals applied as discount on first box. New subscribers only. Varies by plan. HelloFresh.
Mike, wake up.
I'm a pretty girl.
No, you don't. You're saying things that are going to embarrass you.
Hello. Sorry. I'm back. Melatonin. All right. It's time. We're going to talk Burger King yarn, and we're going to do the tofu.
Okay.
What order? You pick the now, order. You know.
Now, yes. Mike, I got to point out the tofu. I looked it up. I can't read most of this website because it's not in English, but it does have a warning.
What's the warning?
All right, it has a disclaimer.
Thank you.
Oh, no.
This product can expose you to chemicals, including arsenic, which is known to the state of California to cause cancer.
Yeah, but only in California. So you're not in California, so you should be fine. Arsenic is bad, right?
You ready?
Yeah, please.
I sacrifice for the show.
I know.
What's a little cancer?
A little cancer. Cancer schmancer, as long as you're healthy.
Easy opening.
Oh,
broke
good.
The seal. As you can see, the...
You shouldn't break the seal, Mike.
The seal is broken.
Yeah. It doesn't look like it was all that tightly sealed. Did it pop when you opened it like it had been...
It did not. I have headphones in, so it might not have heard that.
That's a good sign.
I have taken this off.
Okay. Are you getting anything yet? Because it's like a foot away from your... Nope. Fan the odor towards you first.
I'm not fanning dick. Rob.
Wow. Okay. All right.
Not bad at all. Sorry.
Really?
No.
Now, what if you just chug some?
Not going to do that.
Yeah. Well, that's how you get arsenic.
Spicy. No. Nothing.
I mean, people buy it, so it's got to have some
type
of taste.
That tells me the gag boys, the guys that we see all the time, these guys that that we have with the tofu, I think that's. I'm trying to think what I'm getting a
chili pepper.
I'm like getting a hot sauce
vibe,
chili kind of.
Mm-hmm. Because
I'm
always
gonna
think
try
that
a taste.
No, don't really. It's like watching a great lip sync artist.
Thank you. All right, that's
it's like Michael
that was
O'Mara
much ado about nothing, and it also tells
singer.
Me those gag guys are BS. Yeah.
How spicy was it? Does it taste like it would be like a topping
on
something?
I put so little on my thumb. That was really a massive disappointment.
I'm sorry.
I was actually looking forward to the stink.
Yeah, well, you've said that before.
Isolate that one. Rob is down in Miami with his dad, and he's being visited by his daughter and his stepbrother, and it is a tough time, and I think that's great that you're getting out of the house occasionally, because otherwise I think you go out of your mind. And
I would.
And it's great having your daughter, and I hope that your wife maybe can get down and see you at some point, too, to offer support and all that.
Well, she might phone. It's so great to have Julia here. I mean, she's my oldest. She's so funny and so fun to be with. And she came down, and it was so great. She went and talked to my dad, who's sort of in and out of knowing where he is.
Oh, boy.
And he definitely recognized her voice and smiled.
God bless her.
And it was great.
Please,
it was
for great. Me, just tell her that I love her and that, I'm thinking about your whole family.
Thank
and I
you.
Really am during this time. And I think of you guys more often than you probably know because I've lived this.
Yeah,
and
this
is tougher than what you're going through than what I went through, even though I think it was one of the toughest things I went through in my life, because you are running point for this. That's
well,
the tough
Kathy
part.
Is doing most of the work, but I think the thing that's suckiest is having to keep extended family updated which means phone calls repeating bad news over and over and over again.
Oh, it is. And by the way, tell her that, you know, yes, that's a good thing to do, but it's not an obligation to do. Take care of herself. And, yeah. You know, give herself plenty of downtime.
We've talked about how great the Catholic hospice is and the people and the quality of people that they send over for care on daily basis, gauging him every day.
A lot of people would say that they're the best people in the business.
I'm not going to argue it. They're just fantastic. And they always close by taking me and Kathy and saying, are you okay? Do you need a break? And it is important because you will ignore everything if you focus on the patient.
Yeah.
So I didn't mean to take it that dark. But my dad is it's great to be here with him. I'm blessed to be able to do the show. Yep. And be here with him.
We appreciate you being here with us. We really do.
But Julia said that she's going to come if she could find a cheap airfare. Mike, she found on Spirit Air round trip from Richmond to Fort Lauderdale to Richmond or Richmond to Fort Lauderdale, making $88.
Bingo, baby.
And so she's here. And I said, what do you want to do today? And she says, well, I want to go to the restaurant you always talk about for breakfast. I said, cool. And we went to Bagel Cove. And then she says, I've been researching yarn stores in Miami and the surrounding areas.
Is it a different type of yarn in Miami?
Well, no. But what is funny is that a lot of yarn stores are not chained. They're locally owned. So, and Julia likes to, sponsor and patronize stores that are locally owned.
Now after 2 days in a row, I'm not sure which would be worse for me, getting a year's pass to Disney or going to a yarn store. I'm not really sure.
I had never been to a yarn store. I'm sure I've been to a Hobby Lobby. Sure, I've been to Michael's, but I've never been to a yarn store.
Michael's would be like a yarn store, right?
Well, it's an overall craft store. Yeah,
it's
but
everything.
They do have yarn. And
like Joanne Fabrics used to be that way, but they went out of business.
Didn't they go out of business?
Yeah. Okay. Didn't you go there to replace some seat cushions? Didn't you buy some foam at Joanne Fabrics and jam it in?
One of those places, I got some foam and that was the precursor to the inflationary times we live in.
You're right.
Where the replacement cushions were silly, stupid, crazy expensive. Yeah.
So we hopped in the car and we drove to Hollywood, Florida, which is apparently the motion picture capital of the world. I'm not familiar with this place.
No, this is a different Hollywood. This is known primarily for the casino, Hollywood Casino in Hollywood, Florida.
We didn't make it to the casino. We found two yarn stores she was interested in. One was called Sheep Thrills because, of course, sheep and wool. Yeah, funny, right? They're only open 2 days a week. And neither of them were days that Julia's here. So we couldn't go to Sheep Thrills. But Julia found...
Wool.
You must have been the class clown. And I say, no, I wasn't.
What's it called? Sheep Thrills?
Sheep Thrills. But it wasn't open. It wasn't an option. So where we went, Mike, is to a strip mall in Hollywood, Florida, to Let Knit Be.
What is it with yarn that they have to have these clever...
I feel like Rob will one day open up a yarn shop.
No, I will never, based on the fact that, have you ever been to a store when, and it doesn't have to be a female owner, but it might be, is obviously been set up in a store by her rich husband because he just wants her out of the house and there is nobody being helped and there is no knowledge of the product. That's what happens at Let Knit Be. And also, Julia and I were laughing or trying to figure out, is it a Beatles pun of let it be? Or is it, they're just not bothering it. Letting it be. Letting it be. And so, we couldn't figure out the pun. So we park, and the parking lot is empty because the barber shop and the shoe repair shop have both been closed and papered up. So we go into Letting It Be.
So it's a successful strip mall.
Oh, it's great. Well, I mean, if you're working on... getting wool yarn, it's a great place to be. So we walk into Letting It Be, and there are four, how shall I say it, stately women around a card table playing mahjong.
Did you have to ask anybody for directions?
I did not.
For Letting It Be? How about this guy?
Thank you for correcting my English, which stinks. I am Nanja Ibuko, exchange student from Cameroon. Ha 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 ha.
My favorite.
It's your favorite sound. I just
so it in there. We go in there, and there are four older women at a card table in the middle of. And by the way, letting it be, I've had computers with larger screens than this store. It's tiny. And so they're at the table, and Mike, what are they doing? Of course, they're playing Mahjong.
Ah, wonderful. That's delightful. Very big activity down here in South Florida.
Before we are even recognized, I hear the late, let's refer to it like a bridge game. The lady that's seated north at the table, I hear her say, well, I always take all the napkins after an event because they're just going to throw them away. That's waste. So I take the napkins. I put them in my purse or whatever, and we have them.
I love it when you channel your inner Nathan Lane. It's
and
so
then,
good.
Mike, seated at the west end of the table is the owner of the store, and she stands up and she says, hello, how may I help you? And Julia's, you know, we're in letting it be. And Julia says, I'm so glad to be here. I need some new knitting needles. I mean, keep in mind, the name of the store is Letting It Be.
Yes.
And she says, oh, that's a shame, darling. We mostly focus on crochet. We don't do a lot of knitting, even though it's part of the name.
Thank you for correcting my English, which stinks.
So and now it's awkward because there's four Mahjong ladies and we can't get out without buying something because we've gone in, we've interrupted the game. So we start browsing. And if you ever want to buy like a $10 crocheted cigar,
oh,
like
I do.
A novelty item, they've got them. They've got all that stuff. They've got used yarn. They've got everything. So we're looking
they've
around trying
got
to
things made of yarn.
Yeah. Oh, products, yes,
is that,
but also
would that be the bulk of their business, where they're selling stuff that's made?
No, I think the bulk of their business is probably made up on the yarn wall, where they have a wall of yarn. And Julia's looking at the yarn, and I look back over to the Mahjong table, and this time East says, whose turn is it? And they said, don't you know that we're on a break? There's a customer here. And the lady who was at North has already removed herself and is eating a huge salad that she brought with herself.
By the way, if you want to know what these women look like, they all look like that lady in Birdcage when they're doing the fake walking out on the patio.
Exactly.
That's who they look like.
Exactly what it is. Mm-hmm. So Julia is literally having trouble finding anything to buy. And I said, we got to get something because we've already like talked to these ladies. I talked to one lady and she said, you know, I love this game. And I said, I have a set of Mahjong tiles, but I've never learned how to play.
You are perfect. You would be the designer that they all love at the
he's
elderly women's
the
store. Wouldn't he, Josh? Absolutely.
Yes. He needs to sit at that table.
Yes.
I find out that the Mahjong game actually has a name, even though it doesn't apply to Mahjong. It's the Wednesday morning bitch and stitch.
That's exciting. Did you end up buying anything?
Well, first of all, I told the lady, I said, I'd love to play Mahjong. And she says, you know, my husband, he's all pickleball. He won't play board games at all. And I said, well, you should punch him in the eye. And Julia looked at me like saying, what are you doing?
Yeah,
we've got to get out of here. So what she bought was
you told her to punch him?
Yeah, because he won't play Mahjong with her. I was, you know.
Did it get a laugh when you said you should punch him in the eye?
She chuckled. Julia didn't think it was funny, but I
didn't
did.
Either.
You know, Mike, you got to read the room.
Story. Get your ass out of here, you violent creature. I got a weirdo here.
Mike,
he's creepy again.
At Bitch and Stitch, there are no rules. At the Wednesday Bitch and Stitch.
Mm-hmm.
So Julia bought a vintage ball of wool yarn. $2.
How do you know it's vintage?
Because it's out of the skein, and it's been
out of
like,
the what?
The skein, when you buy yarn, it's in a thing called a skein, and it's like the way they package yarn, okay? But once it comes out of the skein, you can't re-skein it, so they wrap it up in a ball. And she liked the color. She says, this would make nice socks. So she got that for $2. And then
I remember when William Devane worked at the yarn store, and he said, are you in skein?
She buys that, and then there's a sample basket where and Julia, who works at a yarn store part-time, explained this to me. Yarn manufacturers will send like mini samples so you can know what to order, and they don't charge for them. And this was an expensive mini skein of green yarn. Not a lot of yarn, small. Like probably all told, as much as you would buy like a ball of twine at the hardware store.
You might be the only guy I know that knows the word skein.
I've never heard the word.
Mm-hmm.
Did your grandmother crochet?
No.
Okay, well, mine did. So I grew up around yarn. Sorry. That's, I just know what's good. You go get a skein, punch him in the eye. Right. So you're not
supposed to throw a ball, but he knows where yarn comes from.
Mike, it takes all kinds, doesn't it?
I know it does. I've learned that working with you for these 40 years.
We all learned a new word today.
See, that's good. That's good. You're not supposed to resell the samples, but people do.
Okay.
And Julia said, how much? And it was some great, it was like the Cadillac of yarn. As she says, how much is this skein of yarn? And she says, oh, for that, I've got to check the book. And she pulls out a binder and it's thip, 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 thip. What color is that, dear? Emerald green? Okay, hold on. Thip, thip, thip. $38. Julia said, I'll stick with the $2 ball of yarn and let's get the hell out of here.
Bye. Bye, and, Mahjong ladies.
And she said, do you know anyone that would have the knitting needles I need? Because she did have knitting needles, but they were on a shelf so high I had to get them down and then also adjust the other bin because otherwise the shelf would flip like a Tom and Jerry cartoon.
Yeah, where's the wacky weave? Where's that? Where's that store? So did she ever get her knitting needles?
She never got her knitting needles. She's going to have to go through Amazon. And the other thing is when she said, is there any other place where I could buy knitting needles? The lady who owns Let Knit Be said, well, there's Sheep Thrills, but they're not open today.
Well, hey, there's another outing for you. That's it. Well, I look forward to it.
Probably, the owner was probably one of the women at the table.
Yes.
It was. There was four people.
No, I mean the owner from Sheep Thrills. Oh, they probably come over.
Yeah, because it's your day off.
Yeah, on the Wednesday stitching, bitch.
Bingo. Fascinating. Everything I've ever needed to know about yarn, I just found out about. Now we're going to balance and go back to baseball when we come back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Nothing hits home like home cooking. And HelloFresh makes it unbelievably easy to enjoy feel-good, flavor-packed meals night after night after night. Now, as you know, I'm a bit of a kitchen wizard, but let's be honest, there isn't always time to go full gourmet. That's why I love HelloFresh. It brings everyone to the table with meals that are simple, satisfying, and perfect for busy weeknights. Choose from over 100 recipes every week featuring cuisines from around the world. Bigger portions to keep everyone happy. You'll find more than 35 high-protein options weekly, including new Mediterranean and GLP-1-friendly recipes. Enjoy meals with 3 times the seafood at no extra cost. Or elevate dinner with new grass-fed steak ribeyes that are guaranteed to impress. Because when dinner tastes this good, nothing hits like home cooking. I use HelloFresh. My whole family loves it. You should, too. Go to HelloFresh.com/TMOS10FM to get 10 free meals plus a free Zwilling knife. That is a $144.99 value on your third box. Offer valid while supplies last. Free meals applied as discount on first box. New subscribers only. Varies by plan. HelloFresh. We do a lot of balancing on the show. What are you playing now? What is that?
This is the New York Yankees version of Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
It's really exploding down here in popularity this year. The spring training games are getting all sold out. It's really cool. Right in the middle of it, we have two teams that exist in my hometown of Fort Myers now, the Minnesota Twins and the Boston Red Sox. So it's a constant, and everybody's like going to different games. The kids are going to games, and it's a lot of fun.
Tampa Skeins ever come to your house?
The Skeins never did.
Oh, that's sad. No. That's
and
sad.
By
I'm
the way,
sorry.
they all of their jerseys were crocheted. Josh Soroka, I have a question for you. You have some information on the New York Mets. Is that right? And Mets fans.
Well, I am a lifelong Orioles fan.
I know.
And John Oliver was on one of the talk shows this week and talking about teaching his son to be a Mets fan. And I thought it was
even
something.
Even though he's a Brit.
He's a Brit, but I guess he's a lifelong Mets fan, or at least his son has chosen the Mets.
You know why, Mike? Because cricket sucks.
Let's check out John Oliver, see what he had to say. This is cool. Said,
are you allowed to change the team that you support? And I looked him in his eyes and said, no.
That's a little soft for me to hear.
It is. Yeah, let's cut it. It's way too soft. It's his son... Asked if he could change teams because the Mets are so bad.
Yeah.
And he's had to tell his son, no, once you choose a team, you can't leave.
Attaboy, John Oliver. That's it. You know, but, for a Brit, that's thumbs up. Way to know the rules.
But aren't
that's
they,
good.
aren't the British and the Europeans notoriously faithful to their soccer teams? I mean, that's sort of probably in
his
blood.
I think so. Thanks to Sam Walker for the super chat. We appreciate that. He says, it's like me with my wife at a needlepoint store. I'm just counting the palmetto bugs crawling out from under the couch at one in the Winter Park, Florida. Thank you very much for the super chat.
You should go to the Stitch and Bitch. You'll have a good time, Sam.
Yeah. That's good, though. I believe in that.
Because the Mets traded Pete Alonso to the Orioles.
Yes.
So the son, he had to break this to his son, and his son said, well, can I now be an Orioles fan? And he said, no, you're stuck as a Mets fan.
What position does Alonso play?
First base.
Okay. He's a good hitter.
And you know why I knew that quickly? Do you want to know why? Orioles, Josh's team, stole him from the Boston Red Sox. We didn't do dick in the offseason. We really didn't.
Story old as time.
Yes.
So
it meant that yesterday the Orioles social media, as it goes, made sure that Pete Alonso responds to John Oliver.
Sure.
And as much as you guys give me a hard time about how I say words, I'd like you to hear how Pete Alonso says the name of his new baseball team.
Oh, good. Let's take a look at that. It's cool.
Hey, what's up, John? It's Pete Alonso here. So I saw what your son had to say about being upset of me signing with the Earls, but hey.
The Earls.
What a great new name, the Earls. Can we play it again? I want to see that
Mike,
again.
Before he plays it again, there's a subtle thing in there that also ticked me off when he says upset of. You're upset of.
He's a ball player.
Yeah, right? Go ahead. One more time.
I tried to see what the accent was, and I don't know because he's from Tampa.
Weird.
So it doesn't make sense.
Whoa, right. Weird, right?
What's up, John? It's Pete Alonso here. So I saw what your son had to say about being upset of me signing with the Earls. But hey, he can always become an O's fan. Would love to extend an invitation to you and your family to come down to Camden for a game this year. And you guys can get out on the field for batting practice. And hopefully you guys come down, have some fun, and hope to see you soon. Go O's.
Go O's!
He's got to stick with the O's and not say
Earls.
Josh, when you and your family start doing the spring training things, when you get to a game, you want to talk about inflation, ridiculously overpriced caps, but I will tell you, there is 40, no question, the greatest spring training cap ever created for all the teams.
Oh, you like the little citrus?
I think
orange.
I think they're fantastic, and then they have 26 on the side. Mm-hmm. I just spectacular.
It's on my list to buy one. It's really great. It's March 15th. I'm heading over there.
There you go.
The Ides of March. Yes.
The Ides of March. That's wonderful. Rob, do you have any beautiful video for us, ladies and gentlemen?
I have some great Mahjong highlights that I think you're going to really love.
I cannot wait. We will do that when we come back, everybody. Folks, I'm not getting any younger. In fact, none of us are. It seemed like energy crashes at 2 p.m. became my new normal. So naturally, I went down to the internet rabbit hole and started Googling symptoms like a hypochondriac. Low T kept coming up. Here's the thing. Doctors act like testosterone replacement therapy is no big deal. Just weekly shots for the rest of your life. Cool. Thanks, Doc. Then you dig deeper and you realize what you're actually signing up for. $3,000 a year to shut down your body's natural production forever. Terrifying. So I'm making things easier on my body the natural way. I'm taking Mars Men, a natural testosterone stack that optimizes your body's ability to forge usable testosterone. Mars Men is like hitting the reset button on your hormone factory instead of shutting it down. It gives me more consistent energy, stronger lifts, and better focus. It's a steady drive all day, not the quick spike you get from caffeine or injections. Plus, there's a 90-day money-back guarantee, so there's no risk. Thousands of guys are feeling incredible results. Just check it out. Check out the reviews on the website and see for yourself. For a limited time, TMOS listeners get 50% off for life plus free shipping and 3 free gifts at mengotomars.com. It's a perfect way to start feeling strong right away. That's mengotomars.com for 50% off and 3 free gifts when you check out. After your purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that TMOS sent you.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
I like you saying nice things about Caleb Gervin for the Boston Red Sox. Oh, you're playing your jingle.
Yeah. Let's go, Mike.
It's the dawn of rock and roll. Let's go. go.
You were saying someone said something nice about the Sox?
Scoob said, your Sox got one of the best players this offseason, Caleb Durbin. He'll be your third baseman. He's a clutch hitter. I like the looks of the kid, and I hope he does well for the Boston Red Sox. I would have rather had Pete Alonso.
And you know, Scoob, just because you have the thought doesn't mean you need to type it.
Okay, take it away, Rob. Go ahead.
You get along well with your sister, right?
Yeah, I do. Mm-hmm.
You've had some moments in the past where you have butted heads, but I think you've grown up to be wonderful adult siblings that love and respect each other, right?
We see each other when we can, and we have a good relationship when we do.
So if you were ever to argue...
That sounded really stilted, didn't it?
It did. It did. I think we're on dangerous waters.
I don't hear from her nearly as much as I'd like to, and she might feel the same way or she might not. I'd love to get her on the show sometime.
I think she probably talks to you the right amount for her.
You know what?
I don't know how you feel,
mark it down to have my sister come on the show.
I'd love that. Mike, you don't... butt heads as adults like they did, and use a crossbow. Let's take a look at this, Josh.
Tonight, a man is admitting to trying to kill someone with a crossbow in Lawrence. Court documents say the victim was his sister, and he'd been plotting since December. Cecilia Dowd spoke with the Nassau District Attorney about a potential motive.
Yeah.
21-year-old Sammy Sedholm admitted to shooting an arrow at his sister using a crossbow, according to court documents. 28-year-old woman did survive, but with awful injuries.
Listen to the story.
Split her ear in half. A couple of inches. Would we be talking about a homicide? You know, I mean, right across the face here. So if it was an inch or so here.
The apparent motive.
Brother-sister rivalry, it sounds like. They were fighting about the... temperature in the home.
Yes.
She liked to keep it cooler. He wanted it warmer.
The defendant allegedly admitted to putting a tracking device in his sister's car so he could track her movements.
Right.
You don't know what to expect in this world, man.
It happened Friday night on West Avenue in Lawrence. The victim, coming home from the gym, had just parked her car in the garage and gotten out to go inside.
Garage.
And she felt sharp pain in her face and heavy bleeding.
You know, because we're working here almost all the time.
Sedholm pleaded not guilty. One neighbor told us he'd always been respectful. The defendant is being held without bail. Reporting from Lawrence in Nassau County, Cecilia Dowd, News 12.
Thank you, Morticia.
He pleaded not guilty, and when they asked him about it, if you can get a close-up of me right now, Josh, I'll do the look that he said, okay?
Okay.
I was just practicing.
No, but...
I was practicing deer hunting. Yeah,
Sammy,
that's the ticket.
How bright is your sister that she didn't realize she'd been shot? She just felt pain and saw blood.
Well,
what, did her ear explode?
We never shot anything at each other.
Good.
There you go.
Good.
How about that?
Yeah.
Well, and I think those people interviewed at the gas station, that's just generic footage they put in any role.
Yeah, like a DJ drop-in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Like if you're listening to your local morning zoo and they have something go, ooh, Lord.
Oh, I couldn't believe what I saw.
Mike, let's close with this. This made me think of you all over because it has to do with Ireland and it has to do with voices. Are you familiar with different dialects throughout Ireland, particularly Cork?
Cork would be southern part of Ireland. Is it the southern part? I've got my Ireland geography. I apologize. I'll just shut up. Go ahead.
Okay. This Cork politician, I guess you can call him not like a Corkin or a Corker, but this politician from Cork is really going viral in the Caribbean because his Irish accent sounds like a Jamaican accent. And the people of Jamaica love it. Let's close with this, Josh.
Your job, Bill Houses. Will someone in this government ever stand up and take a responsibility for their job? You brought out a new shiny booklet, it looks great. 140 pages. 140 pages, right? 110 of them are telling us the problems why we have a crisis and emergency in housing. You must be trying to destroy the rainforest in the Amazon. 140 pages for what? Or do you think that we're all fools over here? Because I tell you this, we're not fools. We know what's happening. Year in government, Fianna Gael 15 years, Fianna Fáil 11 years. All these problems were caused by you. Just going to fix the housing crisis.
That's enough, Josh.
140 pages, man.
And I hate to bring it up, but it sounds so much like that Eddie Murphy tape you played for me earlier.
Oh, that's right. You mean this one, Rob?
Yeah.
There it is.
Thank
okay.
you for correcting my English with Steve.
Hi there.
I am Nanja Ibuko, exchange student from Cameroon.
That's it. We got to get out of here, ladies and gentlemen.
That's your beautiful video, folks.
Have a fabulous weekend. We'll return with some new shows for you next week, everybody. Great job. Our best to all of you and to your family, Rob.
Thank you.
You know, love to every one of you guys, and give Kathy my best as well.
You bet.
Josh Soroka, Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara, have a great weekend. We'll see you next time, everybody.
Bye-bye, folks.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
He was an overweight alcoholic who just happened to be one of the greatest pure passers in NFL history.
Colds, flus, strips, even COVIDs. Every disease cured with ease by this blessed formula based on ancient scripture.
You know, when my inner decorator kicks in, yeah. I can't be stopped. Everything sure. is daffodils and duck stencils, you know what I'm saying?